480 new laws. Thank goodness. Because how did we survive? You know, before the state of Texas had these 480 new laws that were imperative, that were important, that we couldn't live without, before those 480 laws, warlords were running wild down the streets that didn't exist because there was no government to build them, and raping women. What I can't figure out is, considering the corporations rule the world, why did they let the warlords run down the non-existent streets raping women? Thank God Texas passed these 480 laws. I mean, civilization couldn't have existed.
You can scream and shout with all your might.
Without these 480 laws.
Whew. Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
Thank God for government to save us from the warlords. Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. Civilization could not exist without an additional 480 laws. I'm boiling some water for some tea. I'm going to go get that. I'll be back. Stuck with me for a couple more minutes. Greetings, friends and enemies. I am the Great One himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. I am fucking sick of hearing about how there wouldn't be any roads if you didn't have a fucking government. 480 laws. Ridiculous. Oh, there we go. There we go. I was waiting for the text message. Oh, man. Yes, that is exactly what we should send to the client. Yes. God damn it. Wheels of Elba. Got it. Give me a second here, kids. All right, now the water should be ready. I'm gonna go get some hot water, fire up the tea. I don't know why I'm talking like that. I'll be right back. You stay there. Not true. Sorry, I'm talking to myself, if you guys heard that. It's hilarious. Not talking to myself in a good way. That could be part of the podcast. I'm talking to myself about something else. Cappy and I were discussing the women's and the workplace and all this other stuff, and I was talking to myself about that. I'm going to do a podcast about that in the future, because we're going to do... When I do the Yoga Pants Girl podcast, which I know I've been... Oh, great one. You've been saying you're going to do this for almost a year. And I mean, we're almost at the conclusion of that whole cycle. I'm just about to turn her loose into the world. I've done what I can do, and you know, she and I are about to part ways. So I may as well just wait. We'll see the out. Anyhow, so we were talking about women's in the workplace and women's hating each other and all this other stuff that I will talk about in the future when I get to that podcast. Right now, we need to delve into some of these 820 new laws in the state of Texas that are the only things between the state of Texas and anarchy. Warlords were going to take over, but fortunately, the state legislature passed 820 new laws that are keeping the warlords and the corporations under control and building those fucking roads. Let's find out what they are. Minimum age for tobacco sales. I'm sorry, I thought it was my body, my choice. Does this apply to, are you going to tell women that they can't smoke tobacco regardless of their age? So are you, I'm sorry, are you, I'm confused. Hold on. Are you telling women what to do with their bodies? I hope this law is not going to tell women that they can't smoke tobacco with their bodies, because that would be patriarchal and oppressive. You can't tell a woman what to do with her body because it's her body, her choice. Senate Bill 21 says that people in Texas will have to be at least 21 years old to purchase cigarettes, e-cigarettes, or tobacco. However, the law does not apply to a person born on or before August 31st, 2001. Okay, sounds like you're telling women what they can do with their bodies. Now, I had some feminists tell me that you can't tell a woman what to do with her body, and that's why she can abort a baby, which is actually a different body than hers. Because she can take a body that's different than her body, and she can kill that body because you can't tell her what to do with her body. And if that doesn't make sense to you, if you don't see the logic in that, then you're a sexist. Okay. Feral hog hunting. This is an important use of my tax money. Well, my tax money. Well, it is kind of my tax money. I own a house in Texas. Pay fucking taxes on the house, property taxes every year. Feral hog hunting. Senate Bill 317 says that landowners won't need a hunting license to pursue. I didn't know what that word was. Hold on. Landowners won't need a hunting license to pursue feral hogs that come onto their private property. What do you mean pursue them? Do you mean shoot them? Why don't you say shoot? Do you need a hunting license to pursue animals? So there's like a rabbit and I chase the rabbit. I am pursuing the rabbit. Do I need a hunting license? Do I need permission from the government? That's what a hunting license is. Do I need permission from the government to pursue animals? It is still a violation to hunt without a license if hunting without consent. The new law removes any reference to depreciation, and the exemption applies for the take of all federal hogs. The new law only applies to private property and is irrelevant of whether or not it is a paid hunt, although allowing hunting access in return for financial or other considerations still requires a hunting lease license from the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. So you can shoot a pig if it's on some private property, but nobody's paying you, but then that. What the fuck? Once again, this is the kind of law civilization would crumble. Would just crumble without this law. Mail/package theft. Okay, once again, guys, stealing things is already illegal. The new Texas law will make it a felony to steal anything considered mail. Hold on. How can a state law make something a felony? Aren't felonies laws created by, isn't a felony a crime according to the laws of the federal government? Isn't that the definition of felony? Hang on. Use the fucking interwebs. I'm going to find out because I am fucking baffled. Wait, why is my fucking message not, why? Oh my God. Why does everything suck? Can we send the fucking message now? Okay, meanwhile, on the interwebs, felony. What is a fucking felony? I don't give a fuck where it originated. Oh, all right.
I was wrong. Apparently, felony doesn't mean that. Just means more severe than a misdemeanor. The new Texas law makes it a felony to steal anything considered mail, including letters, postcards, packages, and other sealed items. It's a state jail felony if 10 or fewer pieces of mail are stolen, a third-degree felony if more than 10 but fewer than 50 pieces of mail are taken, and a second-degree felony if 50 or more pieces of mail are stolen. Because just saying, hey, it's illegal to steal other people's shit is not enough. That's just not enough. If you're caught and convicted, you could spend anywhere from 6 months to 10 years in prison, financed by the taxpayers. You could also be fined anywhere from $4,000 to $10,000. Which does not make up for the cost of imprisoning you. But then again, incarceration is a money-making scam. She's not to say, the great one's not opposed to punishing people who violate the only five laws that should exist. It's illegal to kill people, unless it's in self-defense. It's illegal to rape people. It's illegal to molest children, sexually or otherwise. It's illegal to burn things down, and it's illegal to fucking steal shit. But you can punish people without putting them in cages. I mean, fuck, nowadays, all you have to do is take away their cell phone. You know what? I said that as a joke. It's almost not even a joke. Can you imagine? If the punishment for crimes was taking away people's cell phones? Can you imagine the average person surviving without their cell phone for any length of period? Length of period. Woo! Length of time? Period of time? Now, you stole somebody's Amazon package. Give me your cell phone. You take their cell phone, which mine is going off right now. You take their cell phone and you smash it with a hammer. Why? Buffet lighting on the order sheet. Oh my God. Hang on.
Great one. Why are you fucking doing work, not on the clock, while you're podcasting? Because I'm an idiot and I want these people to go away. So can we pay attention at the fucking meetings? Now, actually, no, we can't.
So just as a quick aside, now do I want, no, I don't have time to do asides. Let's focus. Oh my God. Yes, put that on the list, thank you. Oh my God, what? Well, why don't you double check? You're the goddamn event planner. Fucking Christ. She's been the event planner for like 3 hours and she's already like fucking pawning shit off on me. That's her job. Yeah, yoga pants girl, we're not going to get along much longer, are we? All right. God, she's just turning into a fucking typical woman in the workplace. She is doing so great for, and now it's all going to shit. All right, let us continue with these 820 new laws that we had to have. So for civilization to continue. Alcohol delivery. Senate Bill 1232 allows restaurants, bars, or businesses with a mixed beverage permit to deliver alcohol with food to homes or other off-premises locations. Okay. That's a good thing in the sense that, wait, you can get mixed beverages delivered to your home. Okay. See, that's a good thing. The bad thing here is, why the fuck was this ever illegal to begin with? Oh, this is classic. Unsolicited nude photos. This is a law that we need. Under House Bill 2789, this is what it actually says. Under House Bill 2789, new law will make it a Class C misdemeanor. I think they mean the new law. Class C misdemeanor to send unwanted, unrequested nude photos by text, dating app, email, or any other platform. Gosh, I wonder which segment of the population that law was passed for. There's a man, he sent me dick photos. He's so creepy. Oh. So it's now going to be illegal to send women dick photos. With, of course, we're not going to ask, once again, we are not going to ask the crucial questions. Let's go through, my friends, the crucial questions. Anytime a woman is whining, wait, that's all the time. Anytime a woman is whining about a man sending her a dick photo, what are the crucial questions we should be asking ourselves? Number one, the man who sent the dick photo, is he on medication for his personality? Number two, does he have a mental illness? Number three, was he raised by a single mother? Number four, did he spend 12 years in the public education system surrounded by women? And number five, if he sent you a picture of his dick to your fucking text messaging, how exactly did he get your phone number to begin with? Did you give it to him? Of course, women have no responsibility. None. This man just started sending me dick photos. I don't know how that happened. if only someone would have taught him not to send dick photos to women. I mean, I don't know, all the female teachers and 12 years of public education and his mother, I don't know, maybe at some point all those women could have possibly mentioned, hey, yeah, don't send pictures of your dick to women. But no, 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 no. See, men need to learn not to rape. Men need to learn to respect women. Men need to learn not to send dick photos to women. But we can't expect their mothers or the education system, which is filled with females, to actually ever teach them that at any point. Hazing. We needed a law on this one. Senate Bill 38 redefines hazing in many ways. Oh, we're going to redefine words. Boy, nothing could go wrong here. Let's redefine some words, boys and girls. The first change will be civil and criminal immunity for any person who voluntarily reports a specific hazing incident. The second change will affect how higher education institutions will be required to report hazing incidents to students. Schools and universities will be required to send hazing reports to students at least 14 days before the start of each semester. Hazing reports. Universities will be required to include more information in annual hazing reports. Once again, this is making jobs. This is creating a job for somebody with a fucking master's degree in fucking sociology and welfare to sit around and create a report about hazing at the university. Universities will be required to include more information in an annual hazing report, such as when an incident occurred, the date the investigation began, descriptions of the incident and violations, the finding of any school investigations, and the final sanction. But remember, without laws like this, warlords. See, this is a perfectly good use of tax money. Otherwise, corporations would rule everything. Corporations would run down the non-existent streets, raping women. Lemonade stands. House Bill 234 states that cities and neighborhood associations will now be prohibited from blocking or regulating children under the age of 18 from trying to sell non-alcoholic beverages on private property. Oh, bravo! Bravo! You are going to allow children to do things on their parents' private property that don't violate the rights of other people. Whoa, bravo. The fucking enlightenment. The enlightenment. Once again, this tells us that prior to September the 1st, in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer, the government would actually expend resources, tax money, to prevent children from selling lemonade in their parents' yards. This is what the government, and once again, we understand now, we all understand, right? Because if the government didn't prevent these kids from selling that fucking lemonade, warlords. And this is not something to celebrate because, once again, they're saying, look, you have permission from the government to do this. Who needs permission? Slaves and children. Hey, parents, your children now have permission from the government to sell lemonade on your front lawn. Wow. Oh my God, it's so much enlightenment. There's so much freedom. I can hardly contain myself. I'm really feeling the urge to pull out my cock and just whack off. There's so much freedom. I'm getting sexually excited here. Whoa, Western civilization is about to be saved. Fucktards. Increased fines and fees for drivers. Ah, good, yes, let's raise some fucking taxes because we need more money to provide welfare to those fucking illegal immigrants. Senate Bill 2048 will kill the Driver Responsibility Program, which required Texans convict... Wait, what? Will kill the Driver Responsibility Program, which required Texans convicted of certain traffic offenses to pay an annual surcharge on top of criminal penalties and court fines in order to keep and use their driver's license. Drivers who've had their license suspended under the previous law will now get them reinstated. All traffic tickets and moving violations in the state will be increased by $20. And intoxicated driver fines will increase as well. Once again, DUI is not, has nothing, the whole, all the DUI laws have nothing to do with public safety. The whole DUI thing, that is a fucking giant money-making scam as well. Brass knuckles. With House Bill 446, it is now legal to carry brass knuckles. Once again, it sounds like something that should be celebrated. But once again, it's the government saying, hey, you have permission to have some brass knuckles. You have permission to defend yourself. Cough syrup. Yes, my friends. Cough syrup. House Bill 1518 requires a person to be coughing in the microphone like an idiot. House Bill 1518 requires a person to be 18 years of age for the purchase of over-the-counter medicines containing the cough suppressant dextromethorphan, an ingredient which is abused by some teenagers to get high. Okay, first problem, you're telling women what to do with their bodies. I mean, a 16-year-old girl can get an abortion without asking her parents. She should damn sure be able to buy some cough syrup. This is sexist and patriarchal. Secondly, once again, why do the teenagers want to get high? Where's the father? Ah, that's right, we don't need no fathers. Could we round up the teenagers who get high by drinking cough syrup? Could we do that? And then if we rounded them up, let's ask three important questions. Of the teenagers who get high drinking cough syrup, what percentage of them are on medication for their personalities? What percentage of them have mental illnesses? And take a wild guess what the third question we should ask is, what percentage of them come from single mother households? But once again, let's not look at the root causes of the problems. No, let's just make it illegal, because then we just pass a law. Because nobody ever breaks laws, right? I mean, there's no way that people under the age of 18 could get around this. I mean, when I was a kid, we would stand outside the convenience store and, you know, get people to buy booze for us. And usually, most of the time, it was black guys. Because white guys, it was like maybe 50-50 with white guys. But black men almost would always be, as three little skinny white boys, be some black guy. But hey, would you you know, we got some cash. Would you buy us a six pack? You can keep the change. They were totally, every time. I don't remember a black guy ever saying no. Like, yeah, hell yeah, man. I got you, brother. Hey, take care of us. Now, we're going to be 17-year-old kids. We're going to be standing outside the 7-Eleven. Hey, man, dude. Hey, so here's 10 bucks, man. Would you go get me two things of cough syrup? You could keep the change. Be like, fuck yeah, brother. I got you covered. No problem. Wait, what the fuck? Carry your handgun during a disaster. File this one also under the, oh look, the government gave us permission. With House Bill 1177, people will now be allowed to carry their handguns, even if they are unlicensed, in the week after the governor declares a natural disaster. Sounds like good news, but it's just getting permission. Seller's disclosure for houses in a floodplain. Senate Bill 339 expands the rules for selling property to require disclosure when a home is in a 500-year floodplain, a flood pool, or in or near a reservoir. In a reservoir. If it's in a reservoir, wouldn't it be underwater? They must say whether the home has flooded in a catastrophic event. Hunting/fishing license. Continued. On the other page. Hang on, gotta flip pages here. God, I hate this. Because we gotta fit the advertisements in, because journalism is about information. Journalism is about the truth. No, journalism is about advertising. House Bill 547 allows people in Texas to show digital images of hunting and fishing license. Once again, I mean, bravo. Sexual assault. Oh, this looks wonderful. SB, Senate Bill 1259, expands the definition of sexual assault. Because that's what we needed, an expanded definition of sexual assault. See, sexual assault used to require that somebody was assaulted sexually. But now we're going to expand that definition so that we can continue the war against heterosexual men. If a health care provider used human reproductive material from a donor, knowing that the other person had not expressly consented to the use of material from that donor, it's considered sexual assault. All right, so let me see if I can decipher this. If Dr. Jim takes sperm from Bob and puts it in Sally without Sally knowing the sperm came from Bob, that's sexual assault. Here's, once again, why is Sally getting sperm put into her by a doctor? Oh, that's right, because she's 47 years old and she's trying to get fucking fertilized because she wants to have children, but she waited till she was 47 because her career was more important. We live in a society where this actually needs to be a law. There needs to be a law against a doctor putting a man's sperm inside a woman without the woman knowing which man the sperm came from. Think about that for a second. Our society is so fucking pathetic that that needs to be a law. That's like saying we're going to pass a law that you can't shit in public and then wipe your ass with shirts that you rip off of people who are walking past you. Right? If you've reached the point that you need to pass that law, you have bigger problems. A list of all the new laws that went into effect on September the 1st can be found at capital.texas.gov/reports/general-ASPX. Great one. Are you going to go? No, I'm not. Although, how many days of podcasting could that possibly provide? You know, maybe I will. Maybe I will go there and look just to find the most ridiculous ones. But that's not happening today. If that happens, that's future. All right, what do we got here? Hold on. Give me a second. I'm going to tear that out with the website address. We're going to put that over here. Over here. You're going to go over here. I'm going to go here. I'm going to look at this real fucking quick. Well, I think you need to fucking look, because you're the goddamn event planner. You need to fucking deal with it.
Once again, typical woman. She wants to be an event planner. As soon as she becomes an event planner, hey, can you check? No. Does it say? Yes, all women are like that. Even the ones in the top fucking 1%. They're all like that, every goddamn one of them. As soon as they get what they want, they just instantly become lazy.
Still on September the 1st. Yeah, fuck. September the 5th, 2019, Lord of our Savior, Trump and Fuhrer. All right. That's what happens when you swig the hot tea.
Report details progress in school safety action plan.
Okay. Once again, how do we make children in public schools safe? You don't. You get rid of public schools. What do all public school shootings have in common, other than mentally ill people on medication for their personalities from single mother households? What do they all have in common? Oh, they all took place in public schools. Gosh, it's amazing how nobody can connect the dots.
All right. The Texas School Safety Update, a report highlighting progress.
Okay, progress and government, right? Two things that shouldn't be in the same paragraph.
Highlighting progress made to keep students and teachers safe at school was released by Governor Greg Abbott on Tuesday, August 27th.
Oh, hello, the government released a report. Oh, I feel safer already.
The report gives Texans an update on efforts by the governor's office, the legislature, and state agencies towards implementing recommendations made in the school safety action plan released on May 30th, 2018, and subsequent update in August 2018.
Whoa, they've made progress towards implementing recommendations. Whoa, holy shit. Well, everything's better now.
The first indication of progress listed in the report is that the state's mental health first aid program saw a 37%, if I can read, increase in the number of public school district employees and school resource officers trained in fiscal year 2018 compared to fiscal year 2017. So in other words, we hired more people with worthless diplomas.
We're going to prevent school shootings by hiring more people with worthless diplomas to deal with the fact that the students are mentally ill, which is your first admission that the school shooters are mentally ill. But once again, let us dare not delve into the reasons why these students are mentally ill. How many of them have been told they have ADHD? How many of them can't figure out if they're boys or girls? How many of them have been sexually molested by homosexuals? How many of them, say it with me, boys and girls, let's do this in unison like a chorus. How many of them come from single mother households? We're going to make public schools safer from shootings by hiring more mental health employees. Okay? It is an admission that the problem is a result of mental illness. We will dare not investigate the reasons and the causes of the mental illness. Because single mothers are strong and independent, and they can do everything. And if your child isn't complacent and obedient, we can fix that with a pill. Because the safety of our students in Texas classrooms today is a top priority, I made school safety an emergency item in the 86th legislative session, and state leaders took substantial steps to deliver on this priority, Abbott said. Ooh, the government, they took substantial steps to acknowledge that school shootings are caused by mentally ill people, but without actually asking why they're mentally ill, because we don't want to hurt the feelings of any single mothers. Right, Clary?
Hang on.
I'm grateful for the bipartisan efforts of legislatures that led to significant improvements to enhancing the safety of Texas schools. Remember, the only thing we've done so far is hire more mental health counselors. But we've improved the safety of Texas schools in expanding students' access to mental health resources and increasing support for teachers facing classroom challenges. The schools are so much safer now. Can you imagine the next time a shooter goes in there, he's going to be ready to shoot people. He's going, oh, wait a minute. The governor increased support for teachers facing challenges. I guess I won't shoot anybody in this school. I guess I'll just go back home to my mom's basement. As we look to the possibilities that a new school year may bring, school administrators, parents, teachers, and lawmakers must continue the conversation on school safety. Oh, we're going to continue the conversation and continue to make an effort to keep our students safe in an affirming environment that strives for excellence and growth. Okay, how you get excellence and growth in a public school, I don't know. Among other areas of progress, these are progress listed in the report are, since August 2018, the Texas State School Safety Center has held 7 threat assessment workshops with 425 participants and will host 7 more workshops in August. We're going to have a workshop, guys. It's a workshop. The 2020-21 state budget. Oh, here we're going to spend some money. Now, here we go. Now we're getting serious. Okay. I take it back, guy. I was wrong. We're going to spend some money. We're going to solve the problem. I was completely wrong about everything. Texas government has solved all problems here. State budget provides $5 million to Texas Tech Health Sciences Center for the telemedicine intervention triage and referral project. A model for identifying students at risk for committing school violence. And How do you identify students at risk for school violence? Let's go through the three questions one more fucking time. Are they mentally ill? Are they on medication for their personalities? Do they come from single mother households? That's all you gotta ask yourself. But no, we gotta spend $5 million and give it to the Telemedicine Intervention Triage and Referral Project to figure out who might be a school shooter. I don't know, there's a guy over there, he's all fucking incel-y, and he hates women, and he's wearing a trench coat in summer. I don't know. Spend $5 million, figure out if he might be a school shooter. I'm baffled. To identify students at risk for committing school violence and intervening with those students before acts of violence occur. Because once again, I don't know if they had a, what do you call that thing that we can't have anymore? A father. If they had a father, the father might spank their asses when they start fucking up. Oh no, we can't have that, but we can spend $5 million. Senate Bill 1-1, which took effect June 6th, provides districts with $100 million in funding for school-based... God damn it, I gotta put the drink down. Once again, every bit of this fucking article is admitting exactly what the problem is, but we cannot fucking address the cause. $100 million in funding for school-based mental health counselors and the hiring of counselors and other mental health needs, and provides $39 million more in funding for Texas Mental Health Care Consortium. How much money can we dump into the fact that the kids are mentally ill while completely avoiding any questions about why the fuck are they mentally ill to begin with? What is it in their life that is fucking them up? What could it be? We could take a wild guess. Oh, great one. Do you think it's single mothers? Maybe. But there could be other things. But we're not going to... Oh, we'll treat it. And we'll hire more counselors. Why don't... No one will look at the fucking root causes. We'll never look... It's just like with drugs. We're going to make drugs illegal. Why don't we ask, why do people want to do drugs? Why do their lives suck so much that they want to do drugs? Why are all the stoners around me and the people's are about, dude, man, dude. Why are their lives so fucking meaningless that they want to smoke dope all fucking day? Right? Why is your life so fucking empty that you want to go shoot a fucking school? Why? Like the Roger Elliott guy I read somewhere. I don't remember where it was. I don't know if this is true. That he was under the impression that women were supposed to approach him. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know. But I'm saying, these people, the who hate the women's and they hate the Stacys and hate the Chads and they're losers and they're outcasts, has anyone thought to ask, like, why? Like, what is going on in their lives? We've just become this society of completely mentally unhealthy people, and we throw money at it, we throw counselors at it, we throw pills at it. But nobody wants to say, why the fuck is this happening? And throw any money at that. Well, other than all the welfare we give to the single mothers, which perpetuates it. So I guess, actually, I was wrong there. We are throwing money. We're throwing shit tons of money at creating mentally ill kids who want to go shoot some fucking schools. Furthermore, because that's not enough. Furthermore, the passage of State Bill 11, along with House Bill 1 and Senate Bill 500, what? How many bills does the government have to pass to spend money? Makes available some, Jesus Christ, $339 million. Where's all this? Oh, that's right. I know where the money's coming from. $339 million. This is on top of the $99 million and the $100 million. In school safety funding for various agencies and entities, including Health and Human Services Commission, the Texas Education Agency, Texas State University, and the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board, which are all packed with people who can't get real jobs. All right, so
I have a question, great one.
Clary has a question. We'll let Clary get his question in before we have to end the podcast at 54 minutes and 20 seconds. Just
no, you gotta be kidding me. Are you really gonna end it that soon?
What do you got?
When you're on fire like this?
What do you got? That's your question.
Well, I was going to say, if money solves all the problems, that's why the black community must be in such great shape with all the government money.
Oh, right? Yeah. I mean, that's
the thing. And even more so the American Indian community.
Yeah.
That's why they're top dogs and they're beating the Asians, right?
They're smacking them around.
Okay, I just wanted to... What was the Orwellian...
This is what I can't figure out, is if money solves problems... I mean, how was that? That was over $400 million. Shouldn't the problem be solved? Aren't we done?
No, there was like this great Orwellian thing.
Oh, there's a shit ton of them.
Oh my God. Because the safety...
When you came in, I was like around here.
All right.
It's all Orwellian. It's
just... Yeah, here it was. I'm grateful for the bipartisan efforts of the legislatures that led to significant improvements, enhancing the safety of Texas schools, expanding students' access to mental health resources, and increasing support for... support always prevents
support,
a bullet.
Support, right, support.
Fuck Kevlar.
Yeah.
Fuck Kevlar. No. It's a bullet. Doc would love to hear this. Dr. Perotin.
Oh, I bet he would. I bet he, yeah.
Facing classroom challenges.
Challenges, right. We're going to support the teachers with their challenges.
As we look for possibilities that the new school year may bring, school administrators, parents, teachers, and lawmakers must continue the conversation. Talking stops bullets.
Yes, if we just have more conversation.
If you have more.
Now, you know, as long as we don't talk about single mothers.
But, no, or the absentee
other than to praise them. Right, or the absentee fathers, sure,
that's
sure.
Right.
Once again, I go back to the mother chose to get that sperm.
I don't care.
Oh, I don't care either. It's just entertaining. I just got to entertain my listeners, man.
I know, but I do care, but I'm going to enjoy watching this fail. They could throw trillions, and they have.
They will.
They'll. Over the course of the Great Society, they have thrown trillions at every
this.
Social ailment.
Yep.
And it is the biggest proof and the biggest failure of the social sciences
and
welfare ever. All you have to do is, and you hit it on the head, it's worse now.
We spent all this money. And it just gets worse. Right.
And I wonder.
50 years ago, there was no such thing as a school shooting.
Right.
And we spent all this money, and now it's every month.
And all we can do to replace it, you know how it could all go away? Is if dads took their hands and spanked their little shit children. That I know Stephen Mullen, it was probably but if dads were around, there's no money in dads.
No money in dads.
That'd be my next one.
All right, kids, thanks for listening. Bye.
That's it.